News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, thousands of disappointed Oasis fans have expressed their frustration with Ticketmaster after failing to secure tickets for one of their highly anticipated comeback tour. So what happened, and is there a better system? Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, is with us. Jess, before this weekend, I had never heard of dynamic pricing.
Okay, I would challenge you and say that you have been aware of it, but it may not have
heard that term.
Okay, so dynamic pricing is something that has happened across the board in different areas over the last number of years. If in the last number of months, say you've tried to book a taxi on Freenow or Uber or any of those apps, you may now notice that there is the high demand fee. So there's an extra fee, say after the Coldplay gig last night, if you were there, you tried to get a taxi, you may have noticed this high demand fee. If you've ever tried to book a summer holiday while the kids are off school and you've tried to book flights, you'll know the flights are more expensive.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing happens. The change that occurred with Ticketmaster, this in-demand system was introduced in 2022. So it's been in operation for 2 years now. And the artists and the promoters have the final say as to whether or not this system is utilised and yeah. implemented.
Taylor Swift doesn't, we're told by a texter. Lots of people, Bruce Springsteen does, Oasis does.
Yeah. And it came in at a time when there was an awful lot of work being done to try and tackle ticket touts in Ireland. You'll know that people like Noel Rock worked very, very hard to try and get rid of tickets being sold for multiple of face value outside a venue or online. The response to that was to try and ensure that genuine fans are at gigs. And so the genuine fan is probably more likely to pay more money to see the artist that they want to see. It's gotten out of control. I think there's no denying that it's gotten out of control. The thing that struck me over the weekend, you know, a lot of my friends, we were all sitting together trying to buy tickets on Saturday morning. Not one of us out of a group of 10 got tickets. And we realised that the same ticket that one person was paying online from X and so on was paying, you know, 85 quid for, the same kind of access was now for €414. And that is purely as a result of this dynamic pricing. So I think there's the frustration there that you and I could be stood together on the pitch. I'd have paid 400 quid,
Jess,
you'd have paid 86 quid.
Can I just ask, like, maybe it's a stupid question, but like we said we wanted to get rid of touts because we didn't want you to pay multiples of the face value.
Yeah.
But all that's happened is the face value has changed now, but it's still multiples. Okay, Oasis is making the money rather than the tout, but,
yeah.
but it just goes to show you that actually controlling people's willingness, if they're really desperate or really keen to mm-hmm. pay mad money, it's very tricky.
It's not the perfect system at all. And I think a lot of the anger is completely justified. I was in an absolute rage myself on Saturday. But I do think we need to figure out what the next iteration of this is. That demand-based system has been in use for a long time in the US. In the last little while, they've said in the UK, the government is going to look into it and see and understand exactly how it works and the ticketing system. My question is, what's the ceiling here? You know, if there had been enough tickets, would we have ended up at over a grand per ticket? Some people online for Taylor Swift in the US, because the dynamic based pricing was there. There were young girls saying that they spent, you know, €6,000 or €7,000 to go and see Taylor Swift. This is what's happening because it is a live event.
How about the old fashioned system where you charge an amount and everybody pays that amount?
Look, that is an argument that I'm sure
the artists are being greedy here. Let's call it out for what it is.
Well, I think the argument against that, and again, I'm being devil's advocate here. I'm not saying this is the case, the artists will say that they don't make money the way they used to anymore because of record sales and all the rest. They get like 0.001 something per stream.
See, if we're talking about small artists, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it for Oasis or for Taylor Swift or for Bruce Springsteen. They're multi millionaires.
100%. And I think this is what's happening, is that the entire music industry now, there's a division within the music industry. There's a division between the technology and the fan, and it's just trying to find a system that works. But my reading of this is that we, the fans who desperately wanted to go, who were willing to spend 100 quid on a gig, we're being penalised for a system that doesn't completely satisfy everybody involved. It's frustrating. Right.
Jess, thank you. Thanks indeed. Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent there. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.